This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
With Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn, the DJV crowd, giving away an HP Sprocket, which is a must-have tech gift this holiday season. We have a bundle that's included in this. You can pick your choice of the trim that you want, the color that you want, get extra packs of zinc paper, 70 sheets all together. A nice case comes with it. The Sprocket is, but here's my, this is my smartphone, the iPhone. This device a little bit bigger than that. I think about the size of an iPhone 7, which is, this mine is a 6.
So look at you.
It's not big.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do I know what's going on? Or do I know what's going on? Anyway, it's a great way for you to snap family photos, share copies with the family. The paper has an adhesive back so that you can stick the photos any place you want to, Jennifer. Keep quiet.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So that's $130 value, and the way you're going to win it right now, dialing 888-302-DOUG. First person with the right answer to this question gets the Christmas giveaway, 888-302-3684. What famous Israeli did I have dinner with last night?
Oh, come on.
Victoria said,
deep into the trivia contest.
We worked long and hard on this question.
Wow. You got a better question? Ask a better question.
What's your better question?
I don't know.
Let's see. There could be something. I know. What's the word of the year from Merriam-Webster's dictionary?
I don't even know the answer to that question.
Right.
Although
that's
I did see it. I saw, yeah, it's some technology word. I do remember that. I don't remember what it is. So save that when you're giving stuff away. You're going to have not anything to do with me on Friday. I won't be here. You can do all that stuff all you want. Jennifer, have your own way. Do whatever you want. Ask questions. Let me have my fun now. Okay?
Okay.
What famous Israeli did I have dinner with last night? 888-302-3684, 888-302-DOUG. Help yourself to that. Meanwhile, more stories from the Middle East, more things that are going on here. The story of this Syrian girl who tweeted through the civil war has been safely evacuated. You probably read the story of Bana Alabed, who is only 7 years old, who used Twitter to document life in the city of Aleppo. There has been a lot of focus on the video, pictures that she took. She's been evacuated along with her mother, her father, and her two brothers. She started tweeting in late September. So it's been going on now for a couple of months, 2.5 months. These videos are of her, at least the first ones, she was reading, trying to distract herself from what was going on outside her door. And then they had some real serious problems, and she began tweeting, asking for help. She even tweeted she was going to die. She wouldn't live through it all, neither would her family. And now, because this ceasefire has been arranged in Aleppo, Syrians in these areas are being evacuated, and the area that's controlled by Assad and the government sort of just parting the sea of sand, if you will, for a while, and so she has left. But many of you have seen these things posted. They were, like anything now, you can see. I guess I'm curious about a couple of different things. 7-year-old Syrian girl who has a device. Now, many of us, I don't know how well off her family is. I don't know anything about her family. But isn't it interesting that we don't think of the people, I think, period, but we don't think of the people who are in this area to have the same sort of amenities that we do. Yet many of them do. Many of them come from well-to-do families. Assyria has a very interesting, I don't know that it's any different than any other Middle Eastern country or any country around the world. They have a class of people that rule and make a lot of money. They have a sort of middle class, and they have a lower class. But class distinctions are greater in this part of the world than they are, let's say, at home. We certainly know, and we can tell by living around people whether they have money or not. For the most part, you can tell whether somebody's got money. Are they rich? What does that mean? Do they make a lot of money? I don't know how people define making a lot of money. The average income in America, I think, now is $54,000. The poverty level is $40,000. Lots of people make more than that. Lots of people make less than that. But most everybody that you see, do you know, I don't know anybody who doesn't at least have one device in their family, no matter what their economic reality. Yeah. Do you?
There's so many different price points. You know, if you have like what we would call a burner phone, you know, or, or the prepaid cell phones. I mean, there really is technology available at every price point for every budget. Mm-hmm. So,
right. You
know, one of my good friends is married to a guy from Syria, and his family was one of the wealthier families in Syria. Some of them are still there, and they've left.
Well, most of their wealth has been confiscated now.
Well, it's over the last 2 years, his family has relocated. They all now live in Geneva, but they were very tech savvy, and he's an engineer. He designs cell phone systems, so they just grew up with a ton of technology. I would actually say it sounds similar to what you've described in Israel, that they're extremely tech savvy and tech forward. So, he has also said that there is such a huge disparity between the people who have money and the people who don't. And so I think it may even be more so than anywhere else. It's just, you know, the rich have a lot and then the other people just have nothing.
Okay, so here's, just to put into perspective, the average Israeli household earns 15,000 shekels a month. Divide that by three. That's about the, if you have 20 shekels, that's worth
about $5,000 a month.
$6 or $7. So about $5,000 a month.
It's not terrible.
No. And so in the average, they have, the tax situation here is crazy, outrageous. If there is a reason not to live here, it's the taxation policy. It is
really
nuts. Oh, my God. You buy a car for $20,000, you pay 100% sales tax on it. So a car costs you $40,000. Yeah, that kind of stuff. Things that are, you know, television set, anything that is a usable piece of, you know, a new, an iPhone. Or a computer or anything like that, the tax is 100% on it. And so it's really pretty interesting when you look at the numbers. So the 15,000 shekels a month, or $6,000, let's say, that's after taxes. So the taxes on that are, maybe when you look at it that way, Jennifer, taxes on income can be as high as 2/3 of their income. The tax situation, well, their infrastructure, mostly what they have to spend on defense, is so outrageously expensive.
Right.
That's why it costs as much money to live here as it does. So then the average Israeli household spends about 12,000 shekels a month, which is $4,000. So there is much more saving here. There's much more personal and family wealth. I don't know if you call it wealth, but their saving policies. They have most of their savings. They're paid about 4 or 5% on their savings. Whereas at home, what do we get? 1 point if we're lucky. With the interest rates going up, maybe a point and a half on your savings is nuts. But in their actual tax expense is 22 to 24% of their monthly income. Wow, exactly. All right, so this is just a reference point anyway. In a moment, we're going to find out what the answer is to our 2020 News Quiz question. That's another deal. To our Christmas giveaway quiz, and we'll give away this HP Sprocket coming up 15 past the hour.
'Tis the season to enjoy Sprint's new unlimited plan with the third, fourth, and fifth lines for free. Get unlimited mobile-optimized data, talk, and text for only $100 a month for a family of five when you bring your number to Sprint. That's five lines for only $100 a month. A plan like this with AT&T would cost you over $200 a month. And Verizon, they don't even have an unlimited data plan. No more worries about running out of data or surprise overcharges. Switch to Sprint today. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/freedom, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1.
Lines 3 through 5 free until 1/31/18. After paying an additional $30 per month per line. Prices with auto pay, coverage, and offer not everywhere for this kind of phone, subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Limited for video up to 480p, music up to 500 kilobits per second, and games up to 2 megabits per second. Prohibited network use rules apply and data deprioritization during congestion. AT&T plan not an exact match. See carrier website for details. Restrictions apply.
The holidays are here. This year, be sure to get real cash back on all your shopping with Ibotta. Download the free Ibotta app, I-B-O-T-T-A, and get cash back on gifts, groceries, and alcohol for all your celebrations. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Gifts for them, cash for you. Download Ibotta free today and get $10 just for trying it. $10. I-B-O-T-T-A. This holiday, you've got to Ibotta.
All right, here we are at 18 after the hour. 888-302-DOUG, dialed in by a number of people. Let us get an answer to our question. The famous Israeli that I had dinner with last night. Here's Carol in Grand Rapids. Merry Christmas, Carol. How are you doing?
Just fine. Merry Christmas, Doug. How are you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing very well, thank you. I hope you're enjoying the conversation from all of our points of view this week as usual, but mine coming from Israel, lots of different stories. Does it ring a bell with you? Are you interested in some of the stories, some of the experiences that I'm sharing here?
Yes, very much so. I've enjoyed all your talk about Israel. I've always wanted to go.
Yeah, you should come. It's not as expensive anymore as it used to be, and it's a great place to learn a lot about where we all come from. All right, so the answer to the question, who did I spend last night with having dinner? Who do you think it was?
Netanyahu.
Benjamin Netanyahu. You know, I haven't gotten on that list of being invited to his house for dinner yet. I know where he lives, and I bet I could go knock on the door, and he'd probably invite me to come in. Maybe not have dinner, but have some dessert or something. But no, that's not the right answer. Thank you, Carol. I'm glad you called, and I wish you and yours a very happy New Year as well. Okay, let's see here. Barbara is in Port St. Lucie. Hi, Barbara.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Well, thank you. How about you?
Good. I'm great. I'm waiting for some family to come in from Chicago to visit.
Yeah. How long are they going to stay?
Well, they're staying at my sister's, but I'll be visiting with them probably about 5-6 days.
Do you get a Christmas tree from Michigan for Christmas? You put up a Christmas tree at your house?
No, I do not. Mm. I have a little palm tree Christmas tree, and I have a nativity scene few lights around the house.
Yeah. If you haven't got a Facebook page, you might, or if you do have Facebook, you can go look at facebook.com/DJV Show. I posted a picture of the nativity scene at the German Lutheran Church in the old city of Jerusalem that I thought people would like to see.
I saw it. It's beautiful. I did see the pictures on the web, on the Facebook.
Very cute. Good. Thank you. Okay. Who did I have dinner with last night?
Yuri Geller.
I did have dinner last night with Yuri
Geller. Good job.
Yeah. Uri is one of my best friends, and I found it out more last night than I've ever felt it before, because it's just, you know, when you like people and you enjoy their company and you know that it's something that is equal on both sides, I could see how impact, because one of the reasons I came this week, not only is it Holy Week, but it's his birthday. He and I used to spend his birthdays together all the time, but we haven't for 10 years. And so I made a special effort to come over during this week for his birthday. And it was just he and his wife and his daughter and his brother-in-law, Shippy, and his best friend from growing up as a youngster here in Jaffa, and me. That was it. So it was a wonderful experience, and we posted, I think, some of those pictures as well. You can see what was on the dinner table and a mugshot of all of us having dinner. It was very nice. Thank you. And for you, we have an HP Sprocket, and I hope you enjoy.
Awesome.
Don't give it away. Keep it. It's a good present. We'll send it to you. We'll talk to Karen in a second. Thank you. Happy holidays. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. 21 after the hour.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
After the hour now, 23, actually change, music time, Holland & Oates with their version of Jingle Bell Rock. I don't know whether I like this or I don't like this. I have an old cornball joke that I've used for years when I was a jock.
Let's hear it.
No, I'm not going to do it. No.
Please, come on.
No.
Don't make me beg.
I didn't like it. I just practiced it on you when we were off the air and you didn't like it. No, you didn't need it. No, no, not going to do it.
Seriously?
All right. There is, yeah, seriously. So let's move from Hall and Oates. I'm not, this song does not excite me. So let's move to the celebration that a lot of the inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, illegitimate as it is. Journey, Pearl Jam, ELO, yes, Joan Baez, Tupac Shakur. What name does not belong in that group?
I am very surprised about Tupac. I really am.
Yeah. They're all the next class inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And
who's this?
Nile Rodgers from Chic. Announced as the recipient of the award for musical excellence as well. Now, Electric Light Orchestra is unparalleled in my mind in their ability to orchestrate and come up with harmonies during
their
the
ability to orchestrate electric lights. Is that who's playing right now?
Yes, that's the song called Turn to Stone by ELO. All right, crank this up a little bit, Carol. See if we can hit the high notes. Every album they ever did.
Really?
Turned to Stone. Yep.
That's a good Doug Steffen trivia.
Yeah. I just love this guy. All right, anyway, what I couldn't steal from the studios I had to buy, but I think I have a few that I paid for. Yes. They're okay. I didn't ever get into this stuff. Although I didn't get into some of the stuff that would be considered comparatively, yes, like Earth, Wind, and Fire in a way. I'm more into them now than I used to be. All right, let's see. Joan Baez. This is what, you went around, or are you doing yes another? No, it's not yes.
This, Karen?
What are you playing?
Nile Rodgers. You compared yes to Earth, Wind, and Fire. I would say that Sheik is more comparable to that.
Okay. So you had a little upset. Your stomach's been bothering you now because I said that?
Yes.
Really sad. The Joan Baez version of The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down. This is, as much as people think she's a crackpot politically, man, I'll tell you something. She could belt out a song, and this is a great example of it. The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down, one of my favorite folk rock songs.
Why is she a crackpot? I've never heard that.
Are you kidding? Points of view politically are from...
Because she's on the left?
Mark, she's not on the left. She's over the left. She's gone beyond the left. There's another turn after turning left.
She's a fellow Quaker, so I will not say anything negative.
That's not negative. It's just kind of the way I see it with her. All right, let's see here. Tupac Shakur, we can make quick use of this. As a matter of fact...
This makes me scratch my head.
All right, another musical item that's
it's
important.
It's all music at this point. Everything had rock influence.
Fifth harmony down to four harmony. They're going to call it the fourth harmony now?
That's the question that everyone wants to know. Victoria, are they going to replace her?
Camila Cabello?
She left the group and apparently didn't tell them. So there's a lot of online controversy about that. But maybe they'll just replace her so they keep the name Fifth Harmony.
Mm-hmm. So you're available, aren't you?
Keep going.
You're available?
Sure.
You got a day job, you go have a night job. 28 past the hour with DJB.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Have you heard the story about the guy who sued Winnebago over its cruise control? According to the story, he set the cruise control while driving and then left his seat to go brew some coffee. Of course, he crashed. And as the story goes, he was mad that the instructions didn't warn him not to do this, so he sued. If you've heard this, you're not alone. It's part of a viral email about five crazy lawsuits that received the so-called Stella Awards. The awards are named after the woman who spilled coffee on herself and sued McDonald's. The problem is, all these stories are fake. Yes, urban legends. It's easy to believe them, though, because so many real lawsuits are just as outrageous. Let's be fair, there's a better place for information about how junk lawsuits are affecting America than through phony emails. To get the facts, visit our website. The information we have is verified and proves once again that truth is indeed stranger than fiction. Our website is centerforamericatv.org.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have seven ingredients? Is it because seven is a lucky number? Or because there's seven wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate seven cheesesteaks? No, it's because seven is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Ready to become an entrepreneur and purchase a business, but need funding? Sure, you can ask Dad, Aunt Betty, or friends for money. Or you can turn to a company that has helped more than 10,000 entrepreneurs successfully launch their dreams of business ownership, Benetrends Financial. Through Benetrends proven and innovative funding strategies, entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Welcome to Staples and happy holidays.
More like panicky holidays, Staples guy. I've got a ton of holiday packages to ship.
Well, Staples UPS Shipping Center is open 7 days a week.
7 days?
And right now you can get 10% off UPS shipping services.
10% off? Staples guy, that's the nicest thing anyone's ever done for me.
You shouldn't have. And yet I did.
Turn year-end stress into holiday success. Ship 7 days a week with 10% off UPS shipping services at Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 12/24/16. See a Staples associate for details.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
Need last-minute gifts? Don't miss the giant stocking sale this Friday and Saturday at your local Ace. Buy an oversized stocking for $5 and save 20% on almost anything that fits inside.
Ace is the place where you're excited to get a sock for Christmas. A giant sock filled with gifts.
Offer valid at participating stores December 23rd and 24th only on regular price items that fit inside the 42-inch stocking. One per customer. Conditions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan extravaganza on Facebook at, facebook.com/good day. No, it isn't good day. It used to be good day. /DJB show. I just was showing the fellas here that are running our studio. We have a little bit of a noise that we're trying to get to. So I was in there and they went on to the DJV site. I'm looking at all these pictures. And I, for some reason or another, what they went to and they stayed on, instead of listening to what we were talking about necessarily, there's a picture, there's an old video of me when I did the water challenge, only it was with milk. That's the first.
That's on the Facebook page, yeah, the videos are on the top, yeah.
Please don't tell
yeah.
me that's what you used to impress the Israelis.
No, I didn't use that. That was not in my mind at all. That was in my wheelhouse. I'm actually getting along and beginning to understand the people who don't understand. It's very interesting. Even if you don't speak the language, have you noticed this? Any of you who've traveled anywhere, or those of you who speak...
Figure it out.
Yeah, you really do. With hand motions or your eyes, the expressions on your face, the smile, if you will, whatever, you can connote a lot of different things. And that's why I think sign language has such an important part. And I've never understood, because we have 26 letters in our alphabet, which can create more words than you could possibly... I mean, look at the dictionary, how many hundreds of thousands of words are there? But yet by moving your finger, and if you're watching me on the live television feed, you think I'm being silly because I'm just moving my fingers around. You go, okay, it's okay. Yeah, okay. He said he just fixed her. They fiddled with that noise, Kara, so maybe it's gone away. Anyway, so what the point is that, and that's a guy who just came to the window in the studio, and he was translating what he was saying or doing with his fingers. And he didn't even use a middle finger, which is actually quite refreshing.
Which is usually how people communicate with you, which is great.
You know, you haven't been tarred enough lately, and I've missed it. And I know it's because you're tired. You're doing 87 different
things. Wait. You're actually missing me insult you? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Especially okay. When I do something like this. All right, I'm just putting everything aside. I just was, the suggestion, I got a strong suggestion that I needed to lighten it up a little bit.
Yes.
All right, here's from the Daily Ha Ha site, The Wait. Secret to a Long Marriage. All right, you ready? Show this couple celebrating their golden wedding anniversary. Their domestic tranquility had long been the talk of the town. Local newspaper reporter was inquiring as to the secret of their long and happy marriage, and the man said, well, it dates back to our honeymoon. We visited the Grand Canyon and took a trip down to the bottom on the canyon by pack mule. We hadn't gone too far when my wife's mule stumbled. My wife quietly said, that's once. We proceeded a bit further down. The mule stumbled again. One more time, my wife quietly said, that's twice. Went down another half mile. The mule stumbled a third time. My wife took out her gun and shot the mule and killed it. I started to yell at her for her treatment of the mule when she looked at me and said quietly, that's once.
How did that lighten the mood?
Oh, come on. That is a matter of it. It was a joke. The joke. This is the anniversary. I love this. Yesterday, the big newspaper in, not only Jerusalem, but in Israel, had a big, they have this day in Jewish history. And yesterday had a big profile of Uri. So today, this day in history, December the 21st, 1944, listen to this. This is fabulous. I don't know why I found this so intriguing. On this date in 1944, Josephine Marcus Earp died. 15 years after the passing of her famous husband, who do you suppose that might have been?
Wyatt.
Ladies and gentlemen, Wyatt Earp.
Huh.
His
Earp
wife,
I've never heard of.
Yeah. Right, exactly. His wife, Josephine, was Jewish. She was a common, and then this is what they mean, because the highlight of life over here is obviously what's going on with Jews around the world. She was born Josephine Sarah Marcus in New York in 1860. And somehow or other, she met, if you saw the movie, there were two movies out at the same time about Wyatt Earp and Tombstone. There was one that I think starred...
wasn't Kevin Costner in one of them?
I can
Costner was in one of them, but the other one...
That was the
was,
terrible one. Wyatt Earp that was called Wyatt Earp, and that one was such a snooze fest. What was
the other one was Tombstone.
Compared to Tombstone, which is one of my all-time favorite movies with Val Kilmer and Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell. And Val Kilmer was Doc Holliday. And who was the... She was the television favorite at the time. She played Josephine.
Mary's... Mary Steenburgen. Yeah.
Nope. No, No. It was the other one from the TV. It was both D. Your initials are DD. It wasn't
Doris Day.
No.
I have no idea. That's right. And it Sam Shepard was.
Yeah, Sam Shepard was in it. Yep. But who played Earp's wife.
Bill Paxton.
She was Delaney. Dana Delaney. Isn't that her name?
I just said it. Dana Delaney.
Wow.
Yeah, I said I get them confused all the time. Dana Delaney.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, sorry.
You're like, oh, anyway. It came to me. Dana Delaney. Wait, who played his wife? Dana Delaney.
Dana Delaney played his wife.
Oh, okay. Right,
you get figured out.
Well, this is like
out.
Abbott
wow.
and Costello now.
Why isn't anybody yes, hearing is. This?
Not first.
But I'm telling you the story.
Bill Paxton was also in it.
Really? Do you see? I actually saw.
I'm telling you, Val Kilmer's.
He was very good.
Val Kilmer's depiction of Doc Holliday, though, in that movie, is maybe one of my best, my favorite performances by an actor in anything. So, yeah. But so funny. I mean, dark, yes, but just so funny.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he played it well, and so. I was about to go off onto another piece of trivia.
Can we get back to, what about her? What about Wyatt Earp's wife? Like, why did
she
start
Jewish.
Talking about this?
She was Jewish.
That's it? That's the punchline?
Well, the fact that the highlight in this day in history in the biggest newspaper in Israel today is that Wyatt Earp's Jewish wife died on this date in 1944.
Okay, so
you're
burying
intriguing.
The lead. By like a lot. Yes.
Oh. I didn't realize I buried the lead.
Yeah, it's 12 feet under. I mean.
Okay. Well, so is she at this point. So
all I know is that you gave the tired girl something shiny, and I'm like, tombstone. That's all I want to talk about now. I have no idea why we're talking about it. I just love it.
So Anne Frank, another Jewish girl who made history, Jewish teenager, The Diary of Anne Frank. The question of who betrayed Anne Frank. There's new research out this week that suggests that maybe nobody did. I don't know if you saw this or not. The Anne Frank Museum is in Amsterdam. And somebody's come up. This is, by the way, the hiding place of Anne Frank and her family may have been found by chance when the Nazi security forces raided the building to investigate food ration cards. And so this city, the study that's out about this, what's going on in the city, counts police departments and documents and Anne's famous diary among its sources. The German police that discovered the family usually investigated cases involving cash and securities, not hidden Jews. They spent much longer at the Amsterdam building during August 4th, 1944 than they usually did. Apparently, though, it wasn't because they were trying to find her. And wasn't that always the case? It was always like somebody who was a friend of hers, the diary that showed up after the fact that she and her family were killed. It wasn't because of what they said it was. And the reason this is, I mean, we all know who Anne Frank is and the story about her writings during the Nazi occupation. But more to the point, the story of history, and that's really was my interest in this. I was never really I didn't care that much about Anne Frank. You know, you study her, but you read a little about her. But the fact that much of history is interpreted and then reinterpreted and misinterpreted. I don't know if I told you the story the other day when I went down to the Dead Sea. I don't think I got to this on Monday. Sunday, I took a ride with my friends here down to the Dead Sea. We posted a picture of me outside of the hotel where I had a mud bath. The mud was from the Dead Sea, and I didn't do a good job. What I should have done is bring my camera in so you could have seen me covered with mud. That would have been the story instead of me taking a picture outside after I have it all done. But and by the way, the Dead Sea is the lowest point in the planet. Did you know that?
I did not know that. The Dead Sea
and the environs down there is 490 feet below sea level.
Wow.
So it is the lowest point on Earth.
And the water is supposed to be people actually rub the dirt from bottom, right? On themselves from the Dead Sea? Yeah.
The minerals that are in the water are fabulous. I mean, I felt so good. I was in this room for an hour, and they brought in this green mud, and they splashed it all over me, and I went to sleep. For about 40 minutes, the lady came back in and massaged it around me a little bit more. And then I took up and she took a hose and washed me down like I'd been in some, nuclear explosion. And then, I went outside and I took the picture in front of it. But the reason I tell you the story is because in this circumstance, There are a lot of stories about the Dead Sea. There are a lot of stories about what happened at, right across the street. Right across the street, that sounds silly. But across on the other side of the area from the Dead Sea is this, what is it, Mosul. It's not Mosul. What's the name of the big, it was a large fortress on the top of a hill that the Romans finally drove the Israelites out of at one point in time. But there are so many different versions of that story. And then today, going to Herod's castle on the top of the hill that overlooks Bethlehem and the stories there, I'm listening to the guide tell me stories that are exactly, or not, pretty much contrary to what I remember reading and learning in Sunday school.
Wow.
About what King Herod was about, and the connection to the Romans, and the Israelis didn't like him, or the Jews didn't like him, because he was too patsy with the Romans, and that's why they killed him. But, you know, you think back to the things, the Bible has fabulous history in it. It's a great historical book in many respects, but it's also full of beans in other respects, as has been proven by any number of people who have done the research into what really happened to a lot of the stories or the people that are in the Bible.
But especially with regards to women. I mean, women, you know, that's really been altered.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. Well, look at who wrote it.
And
so the fact that we fast forward to today and look at some of the history books, even the reporting of World War II and what happened, or, you know, anything historical, what you really get down to is you think, okay, because there's a book and my teacher told me to read that book and it must be right. No. And I think it's almost impossible for us to know what really happens in any circumstance, whether it's back then or whether it's today. The old story about if there's an accident, 10 people see it, you get 10 different stories. And that's the story of history. So if nothing else, all these people who hold on to their values so fervently because they believe that's what it says in the Bible and it's true and it must be because it's the Word of God, nonsense. We found when I was down at getting my mud bath, we went over to the place where the Dead Sea Scrolls were found.
You which know, that's is also, something you don't hear every day.
What?
When I was down getting my mud bath.
And I went across the street and I found the Dead Sea Scrolls.
The Dead Sea Scrolls,
Yeah. But the Dead Sea Scrolls also are extraordinarily inaccurate. But yet, because they had these group of scribes that would write things down, and nobody ever checked it, so they don't know whether one guy wrote it one way, and then somebody else changed the character here or there, and it came out another way. I think that my point here is that we all get ourselves so starched up about things that we think are true, and I think sometimes you just got to take a deep breath and think, all right, well, maybe all of this isn't. And this Anne Frank, I mean, there's so many examples you can find every day.
Yeah.
In newspapers, writings, just stuff that you think is true, in many instances, probably isn't.
I forget which guest it was that we had on Monday, I think. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was the Minister of Tourism for the City of David. Was that correct?
Well, I don't know. Maybe.
Anyway, he was saying that the story is still unfolding, which I thought was really interesting, you know, as archaeological digs are still happening.
Oh, yeah.
There's,
right.
History is still being written, even for back then with Jesus and at the time and what was.
Well,
what
there's
really
so
happened.
Much of that going on, Victoria.
Yeah.
And this place where I was today, where Herod was buried and they've dug up his castle. And what you learn, and you see, I walked down in the catacombs of that castle and out. I've done a lot of walking in these places this week. And what you learn when you can see, not only about how small the whole area is, and you can see there's a post at facebook.com/DJV show of a sort of panorama of Bethlehem from the top of this hill where the castle was. But every day they're finding things out there by looking at the archaeological digs that change what the history books say. So, food for thought, 10 before the hour here.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
To someplace. And lo and behold, it's the music from Edward Scissorhands, which is just the equivalent of a death march to someplace. Oy. I've got a little bit. Well, that's my Jewish expression for I don't like it, Chucker. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. The music from Edward Scissorhands is playing because.
It's our countdown to 4 days of Christmas, Doug.
Okay. Of course it is.
And you must be in the opinion, like my wife, that Edward Scissorhands is not a Christmas film and it is not a beautiful romance. No?
Just because there's ice, Chucker, doesn't mean it's a beautiful Christmas.
No, I think it's I'll tell you a quick story. I saw this movie in 1990, Christmas week, in New York City at the now-defunct Ziegfeld Movie Theater, which at the time was the largest single-screen movie house in the United States, 1,250 people. There was about 800 people watching it, and I loved it. It was Tim Burton's first collaboration with Johnny Depp. I think it's a great movie. And, yes, I think it is a great Christmas film, so I stick to that.
Really? Good for you. Well, you can tell that story to as many people as you like. That doesn't mean you have to buy it.
I get accused all the time of labeling everything as a Christmas movie. Like, my boyfriend gets so mad at me because I say Bridget Jones is a Christmas movie, and he's like, it's not a Christmas movie. And then he said Die Hard is a Christmas movie. Is it?
Of course. Well, yes, came out absolutely it is. Time.
That actually absolutely. Is, yeah.
And also, Batman Returns, another Tim Burton movie, is a great Christmas film.
All right, so we're going to say that this movie, this horror that's coming out from Ben Affleck this week is going to be a Christmas movie, that all that violence and killing from the Prohibition era. You say that's going to be a Christmas movie?
No,
too?
That will not be. But I don't know. I don't. That comes out extremely limited, and it has a much wider January release. But no, that is not a Christmas movie, Doug.
No, it's a horror.
But Edward Scissorhands, Batman Returns, and Die Hard R.
Okay, good. Glad to know that there's a differentiation between all of them. Movie news in a moment from Chuck Curry.
Holiday gifts under $100? Lifestyle expert Valerie Greenberg's got them.
A sturdy OtterBox mobile phone case. The universe case system for iPhones with separate accessories that attach to bikes, tripods, lenses, and extra memory.
For fitness enthusiasts, sweat and waterproof headsets you can even wear in the pool.
LG Force Bluetooth headsets for amazing audio or phone calls. They have wraparound earpieces, swappable earbuds, and an adjustable strap, so they won't fall out whether you're running or doing yoga. $99.
Also waterproof, Instrumental Beauty's Sonic Touch Cleansing System.
The secret, unique micro-pulsating action combined with stimulating silicone cleansing points. Just $34.99 at Rite Aid.
Stocking stuffers or hostess gift?
Yardley London Botanical Bath Bars, made with pure extracts and essential oils since 1770. The English Lavender Bar for a luxurious bath or a fragrance sachet. The Oatmeal and Almond Bar exfoliates and soothes dry skin. $1.49 at drug and grocery stores.
More at videopump.tv.
Guys, find her the perfect gift at JCPenney's holiday jewelry sale. Time is running out, so hurry in and shop early. Doors open at 8 a.m. Wednesday through Friday and at 7 a.m. on Saturday. Give her the one gift on every girl's list, diamonds. Get 45 to 70% off select fine jewelry. Plus, save an extra 20% with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. Getting everything on her wish list for less? That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Valid through 12/24. 20% off subject to credit approval. Some brands and categories are excluded. Check jcp.com or your Thursday newspaper for coupon and details.
All right, let's get to the news. 56 past the hour, Chuck. What's going on in the movie world, the DVD world, the rental world, the world of video? That's your space. So what's happening?
We're going to talk box office, Doug. Opening today nationwide is Passengers with Chris Pratt and Jennifer Lawrence. I'm going to go see it tonight. I'm actually excited to see it, but the reviews are not what the studio wanted, just 32% positive on RottenTomatoes.com, which leads me into another story.
Wait a minute, hold on a second. Tell us the – I don't recognize that from the trailers. What's that – what is the story that you're talking about?
It's a science – it's a love story that takes place in outer space. You know how you didn't see a trailer for the movie Passengers?
Yeah, now I recognize. Yeah. Okay.
Now, here's the thing. Collateral Beauty, which is a new Will Smith movie, was a major surprise for Warner Brothers on the downside because it had a $7 million opening weekend, which probably doesn't even cover their marketing costs. Now, Deadline Hollywood Daily, which is a big trade website, did a story on the fact, does RottenTomatoes.com, does it have so much influence now on social media? It's basically a website which lists almost every single critical review that is printed throughout the country. Collateral Beauty got hammered by critics and really bombed at the box office. So how much influence does this website have, and will it have the same influence on Passengers with these negative reviews? If it does, the movie landscape's going in not a good direction, in my opinion.
No, I want to make up my own mind, thanks. I don't want some jerk who doesn't have the same values as I do making up my mind. Chuck Curry, thank you.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.